ridere nata te amo mucho porque tu vives.
Welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to give thanks to you in this moment for being here. And today is about walking the talk and staying clear and aligned with who you are. We are focusing on self-love, and that self-love is intended to remind you to continue to refine and become whole. And for each and every one of us, that is going to be different. So we'll explore about what does walking the talk mean. And that is a good question, because it's probably going to evolve and change over time. But we can have a simple commitment to self, saying that I'm going to do my best to authentically be who I am portraying myself to be in every moment. Sometimes we might be completely delusional and think that we are that embodiment, but can't help ourselves because of maybe addictions, inner wounds that have not yet healed, so we're merely in survival mode. Or we might be completely fooling ourselves because we're obsessed with getting ahead in the world of capitalist pop culture that really placates and motivates people to get ahead in a way that is not really authentic. I don't think there's really anything authentic about it. So today we can look at what the human condition is and what we might be inspired to think how we were intended to relate to this planet, because we have many examples here on planet Earth of the human species going extinct and civilizations going extinct and then new civilizations appearing, whether it be an ice age. So we might be at another one of those epochs, and what motivates me most is not fear, because I have no problem if we transition into the next. However, I am really inspired to get my energetic self most aligned with my highest being, and I hope that I can inspire those that are listening to really understand what that highest reflection is and how you can serve, and to really be honest with yourself about the things that we do to make ourselves feel better. But does that have anything to do with that highest self? And I call that being the one that's here to serve and help others. So I started out this segment with a beautiful song by Ann Heaton. And this song really touched me. It's from her second to last album, Honeycomb. Her newest album is Dora. And I just want you to listen to it with an open heart and see how it touches you. It took me a while to actually connect with it until recently, but Anne is one of those people that has always been honest and authentic in our interactions and really motivated me to be better and do more, even in moments where I want it to be done with certain things. And she really is one of those beautiful beings that has taken accountability and even come back in times where she knew that she was hurting or suffering and said, wow, I'm sorry that I performed at this time or that time, but I really, that was my solace, that was my medicine to survive in that moment. So that's a great reminder that we're all doing the best we can in every moment. But as you listen to this song, think about yourself and think about how you can bring yourself into higher levels of integrity and honesty, and ones that do not need to be broadcasted out everywhere, but where you could actually just embody that in the work that you do, whether it is as a public figure or it's simply being a part of the ecosystem in the best possible way that you can. And I vote for B. So let's just stop there before I go too off on a tangent and connect with Ann Heaton. And when we come back, just see if you can bring in your heart a little piece of your inner being that wants to embody and walk that talk.
Querida Renata, te amo mucho. mucho porque tú vives out loud, como decimos en inglés, with your married boss, you're such a temptress, by the end of the season he'll love you best, you're irresistible, sinvergüenza. Paloma, how I admire you. Changing careers late in the game, from lingerie to art dealer, and with so much going on, you haven't yet chosen between your living beau and ex-husband, but you always look good for both of them. And the smiting God, you know he never comes down to say, who do you think you are, Renata, stealing the lover of another? No, the smiting God, you know he never comes down to say, who do you think you are, Paloma, dressing like that? For days after the accident at the lake and the donation of your daughter's heart, you took an airplane to follow the man who got it, to be near her beating heart a little while longer. And the smiting God, you know he never came down to say, you are Maria, you can't change the way things are. No, the smiting God, he didn't dare to come down, 'cause Maria knows exactly who she is, and if he did, she'd tell him right off in Spanish. No, the smiting God, you know he never comes down, and for that hour I don't hear him in my head.
Album Honeycomb, Sin Venguenza. And I hope in that moment you were able to connect with Anne, her alchemy of music, and in addition, where you would like to further refine and embody aspect of your inner being that maybe has not been remembered, maybe you have been denying an aspect of you that needs to be healed, whatever it might be. So right now, we're going to connect with a couple questions here to assist you with understanding where you're at, and I always find it's really good to do that check-in. One great way that we can know where we still might be activated or have something going on is by our emotions. When we feel anger rise up or heat rise up, this is an indicator that something is still needs to be addressed internally, not necessarily externally. You might need to find eloquent speech or a way to communicate to another being, and anger sometimes propels us to do that. And if kept really in a kind manner, then it can potentially be productive. But that's just an indicator. When you have a hot spot, then you know, okay, I'm going to either hold my ground here, I'm not going to budge, and this is why, and can you eloquently explain that, or does it get distorted, and then it's best to potentially just walk away from that conversation. So as we relate this back to ourself and walking the talk, here are four questions I'm going to ask you. In some of these questions, there's two questions within them. And then we're going to take a pause and reflect on them. And the first one is, are you being honest with yourself in all aspects of your life? Is your life in integrity? And if not, where do you need to do some work? Where do you need to focus? So that's number one. Are you really being honest with yourself? And if there's an area that needs some help or attention, great. Focus on that, nothing else. Number two, are you authentically happy? And how we can check with that happy barometer. Some people are really good at putting on a happy face and being out in the world and appearing happy. But this is where we check in on the happy scale. Do you spend most of your time criticizing yourself or others? Do you envy others or something within your family ecosystem or friend ecosystem? Are you outraged most often by others and or yourself? Are you jealous of your fellow human species, families, and friends? So when we have these aspects of ourselves that are outwardly projecting on other beings, then we can note that maybe we're not as happy as we think we are because we spend most of our time criticizing and putting down ourselves and or others, which is not helpful to the whole. Do you stand up for your beliefs? And so this is where we really have to be honest with ourselves. You might say, oh, I live a vegetarian lifestyle, yet you might not walk all aspects of that all the time. Or you might state that, but really maybe you're a pescatarian. Maybe you're on a paleo diet, whatever it might be. And then are you going to stand up for your beliefs as they are related to how you want to live? So sometimes this is the hard part. We believe one way, but we're not ready to go there. So we still hold on to things and still participate in things in our lifestyle because we're not ready to let go of something that we know is not healthy for ourselves and or most of our human species. I have many friends that walk the talk so beautifully, and I do my best to do that. Still definitely work in progress. And those beings that are fully not compromising, it's so powerful, and they're always my inspiration to hold my ground. Then the fourth question is, are you ignorant? Do you study and research your beliefs and the way you live so you fully understand the cause and effect of your choices that you're making and what you're standing up and talking about? Because we are living in such a trend society and where we're conditioned that success means maybe having a bestseller or number one song or selling the shares of your company for a high value on the first day of going public, yet this does not yield success at all. It may be perceived success, but that success comes from feeling really aligned with what you're doing and knowing that you're not making ignorant, short-sighted choices. For example, there's a huge landslide that just happened in northern Washington, and that landslide didn't just happen because of how it cut out. There's a lot of questions around that. So those people that participated maybe in the clear-cutting of the forests or other activities that would compromise the land there, were they being ignorant? I would say potentially yes. All the research needs to be done, and could have more research been done before a whole town was destroyed. So in every moment there might be an option or opportunity to get ahead, but are you really being discerning with your choices? Are you potentially going to harm yourself or others because of what you think you need in a moment? People are doing this day in and day out by participating in many aspects of just technology alone when we don't really fully understand the ramifications of the outcome of participating in that so intensely and having it be such a feed into our psychological and sociological and anthropological society. So with that being said, we're going to take a pause here, give you a chance to just reflect. Are you really being honest with yourself? Are you authentically happy, meaning that you don't criticize, that you don't judge, you don't envy, you're not outraged, you're not jealous of your fellow human species? You can be outraged at the atrocities that are happening on this planet, most definitely, and I hope you will be. But that does not mean that you are counterattacking your fellow man that's just trying to get by like you are. Do you stand up for your beliefs? Meaning that if you believe in no war, then why do you participate in certain things that support war? Enough said. Are you ignorant? Do you study and research your beliefs, or are you just a blind follower? Do you take the time to be fully educated on what you are delivering to the world and the ramifications that it might cause harm to yourself and or others? So as you think about this, and these are some big questions for all of us to ask ourselves, including myself, we're going to listen to a little bit of The Alchemist by Ann Heaton. This is also from Honeycomb, and this is a beautiful realization that we might all have, that these answers lie within us, and how we were designed and meant to relate to one another and the earth is all right here. When we come back, we'll dive in a little deeper.
You have been fighting it with medicine. You have been fighting it by talking to friends. You have been fighting it.
So that was Anne Heaton with Alchemist from her album The Honeycomb. And hopefully in that moment you could just reflect, one, that the answers exist within yourself, and that we can get a little bit closer to walking the talk when we really identify, are we being honest with ourselves? Are we authentically happy? Do we stand up for our beliefs? Are we ignorant? Do we study, research, and continue to revisit the choices we're making and not be afraid to be a hypocrite? So, for instance, you might start to enjoy in something, let's say coconut water, for instance, because I'm drinking coconut water right now, and you might realize that that coconut water is bad for you, or it's harmful for our environment to be, for all of us to be consuming so much of it, or something else. So you might have been advocating for the coconut water and then realize, oh, I can't advocate for this anymore because this is why, and this is what I learned along the way. So the only way we can do that is if I put blinders on the minute I drink coconut water and never research or continue to do my homework or listen to my body, then I'm being ignorant because I'm not allowing myself to evolve with information as it is ready to meet me. This is the same thing with technology. I participated in that smartphone world, and there's enough research out there. I could have ignored it. I could have stayed attached and felt like I needed to fit in with the culture. However, there's enough research that I've done that has made me make a different choice, and I'm really happy about it. So each and every one of us is only responsible for self. It can only make those choices. And if we don't take the time to continue to educate ourselves, then we are being ignorant, and probably very ignorant on many levels. So what happens here is by being honest, trying to do our best to be authentically happy, standing up for what we believe in, and not being ignorant, then we are closer to walking the talk. And what I've found is that walking the talk is really in silence, saying less, doing what you do, whatever it might be, and not necessarily having to go out and fix things or people. You're offering what you do in any given moment. So we're going to reflect a little bit on what the practice could be to getting to some of these things so we can be walking the talk. So how can you be honest? And we can do this three ways. One, we can really be hold ourselves accountable in our mind's eye and hold ourselves accountable with how we're going to reach out to others in the world. And in addition, we can do this through our thoughts, our voice, and our actions. So once we start to think, okay, I want to be honest with myself and my mind. I don't want to harm myself with my thoughts, or I don't want to harm someone else with my thoughts. So I'm going to be honest in every moment. And if I am doing that, then that's where honesty is needed too. Like, wow, I'm not being so honest right now because I'm thinking horrible things and it's going to harm myself or someone else. Or I'm being judgmental and I don't want to do that anymore. And how can I stop that? Just by calling it out, it creates an honesty. With the speech too, bringing that speech into integrity, and then being honest with your actions. So if you're vegetarian but you're sneaking burgers in the back, well, those are not in congruency. So then maybe become a carnivore and announce that you are, and have a good reason as to why. Or just be, let everyone know that's what I choose to do right now and that's what I want to do. And that's okay. That's honest. So then we're closer to walking our talk. We're closer to congruency. Authentically happy, you will notice as those thoughts empty that you won't be having envy, outrage, jealous, criticizing, putting down others. That means that you are not harming your fellow human species, meaning the people that are just like you, trying to make their way on this planet. We don't need to be sabotaging one another or ourselves. That affects the whole, and it keeps us from walking our talk because we're distracted. Do you stand up for your beliefs? The more that we can stand up for what we know to be true and hold ourselves there, we're going to have a greater sense of respect for ourselves and others, and that self-worth is going to rise up right there. So practice standing in your beliefs. How to not be ignorant. Do research. Read articles that are more than two paragraphs or 200 words long. Do research that has documents and footnotes and other articles that you can go reference. Take the time to educate yourself, and especially if you have a belief system, do the research to the data that supports that belief system so you can talk about it authentically. If you've had an experience and you want to share your biography of the world, go ahead. However, really understand that you have to be careful with what you're presenting to the world, because each and every one of us is so different. Even in with what I'm sharing with you right now, it may work for one and not another. So take some time to tune in and connect to what you're presenting, what you believe in, and research it so you could fully understand how it impacts you. And you don't have to sell it off to anyone. Just be it and allow it to work for you. That will assist in you walking your talk with great ease. So right now, we're going to connect Hero. This song is from Elisaveta's new EP called Hero. And I ask you where that hero is inside of you that can advocate for you, advocate for how you were intended to be here on planet Earth. When we come back, we will close out as a reminder of how simply it is to walk that talk, aside from everything I've already shared. So right now, just connect with the hero in you. Ask yourself if you have the courage to be that beautiful being that you already are, and are you ready to take the time to get there and meet yourself and greet yourself and evolve with yourself.
Tonight to the call, oh, claim your prize.
That was Hero by Elisaveta, and now we are going to be wrapping up the segment pretty effortlessly about walking the talk and why it's so important. So we're going to go from a micro to a macro look at this. On a micro level, when you align yourself to walking the talk and say, okay, I'm going to jump in and practice one of those four questions that Suzanne asked me during this segment. One, are you being honest with yourself in every moment? And you might have to keep asking yourself, like, why am I doing this? Why? What's my motivation here? Am I repeating an old habit? Okay, no, I don't want to. And it's this conversation. Our society as a collective whole has lost touch with ourselves. We're moving through the system led by something that's not necessarily true. So by starting to ask yourself these questions, you will start to get to your own truth. Number two, that happiness, authentically being happy, means that you're without suffering. So all those things that I mentioned, criticizing others, envy, outrage, jealousy of your fellow human species, or all beings in the universe, is basically keeping you from being happy. So when you're there, when you're angry, all you're doing is creating an obstruction for self, and you're impeding your ability to authentically walk the talk, walk who you are and be who you are in every moment. Do you stand up for your beliefs? And this is an important one, because sometimes what happens, especially if we're going to be the anomaly in the room, I have a friend that as a kid he wouldn't stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance. Some people may find that horrifying. However, he knew so deep in his belief system that that was not aligned with his core being, he would just sit down. So there he was. He could have felt pressure. He could have succumbed to the pressure. Oh, I know, I want to be polite. But he stood up for his own beliefs, and I think that's really beautiful, that if we could all do that in a way that doesn't harm others, but stand up for what you believe in and have a reason why. Finally, that ignorance. The way to move past ignorance is to become and educate yourself, have an intellect and intelligence, keep both the right and left hemispheres balanced, and continuing to meet the information. We might know something one day, but it changes the next, no different than when they thought the world was flat and then they realized it was round. So as our awareness changes, you could stick your spurs in the ground and say, no, it's flat, it's going to be flat, but you're only going to look ignorant. So just because we develop new technologies on this planet doesn't mean that they're healthy for us, that they're for the betterment of the human species. So these are questions to constantly ask yourself. And as it relates to how you are serving the world, is your work assisting others, is it helping others, or is it a hindrance, and how can you refine it? So what we're going to do is we're going to exit out with a beautiful being that he walks the talk. All these beings that I'm sharing tonight are walking the talk in their expression here on planet Earth. And this is Riley Etheridge. We have an interview coming up with him tomorrow. He's going to be on tour if you're on the East Coast of the North American continent. And this song's called She's Only in New York. As you exit out tonight, really take a moment and ask yourself, do you want to feel whole? And do you want to explore that inner landscape? And if you do, I encourage you to do so with diligence, with discipline, with a practice. And wherever you want to dive in is beautiful. If you have any questions or feedback or need support, please feel free to reach out to me at suzannetoro@gmail.com. Again, keep shining, keep smiling, and be simply. Until next time, this is She signing out with a deep bow, a full heart, big smile, and a namaste.
She's only in New York, any other place. You see it when she walks, the subtle way she sways. She's a natural wonder, both impossible and true. Though I may wander, New York, I'm coming. that Empire State in sight. Sometimes I wonder if I am man enough for you. I won't love another. New York, I'm coming home to you. She's all I want. She's just a minute to all my dreams come true. Just won't buy. Gonna burrow in. Gonna borrow, steal, or lie. For your affection, a mere acceptance that'll do. Your spell I'm under. New York, I'm coming home. Sometimes I wonder. New York, I'm coming home. New York, I'm coming home to you. New York, I'm coming home.